This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the height of the financial crisis, our Planet Money team visited an unusual employee orientation in Irvine, California. 500 people were being hired to staff a brand new Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation office. Their mission? Take over failing banks. That's what the FDIC does, in addition to insuring your bank deposits. Now more than 100 failed banks later, the Irvine office is being closed. Hannah Jaffe Walt reports it's a good sign for the economy and bad for the 500 people.
When I was in Irvine 2 years ago, you'd walk the halls and see new hires looking for pens, for the bathroom, banging on keyboards that turned out not to be hooked up to computers. Bridget Pugsta was just sitting in an empty cubicle, looking around.
It has a bit of a surreal feel. I have assignments coming up pretty quickly, and I'm running around looking for a cable lock. And quite frankly, this is a big undertaking.
But at the time, Bridget wasn't quite clear what the undertaking was exactly. She told me she had no idea what the cable lock was for, just that she was told she absolutely needed to have one. And then everyone went to an orientation where FDIC manager Tom Murray gets up and tells them all, "Your job will be to close banks. There are a lot of them, and you will be doing this in secret. You don't want people to know you're coming because that might cause panic or a run on the bank."
Don't tell your significant other where you're going or what you're doing, because everyone knows someone who knows someone. You need to be sure you don't talk in a conversation that can be overheard. Don't check in at the hotel and say, "Oh, well, I'm here for this event." You are on a secret mission.
That weekend, Bridget was sent on her first secret mission, and she found out what her cable lock was for, to secure her laptop to a desk while on the road, which she has been pretty much ever since then.
The pace was beyond even the pace I could imagine at the time when I'm standing there with my lock. You pretty soon didn't know when the week started because you would work all weekend. We were running all the time.
Bridget has been to nearly every state in the West, doing the work of mopping up after a banking crisis. She'd close the bank, make sure all the people who had money in that bank had their deposits secured, and then she'd start selling off bank assets, all the while trying very hard to obey Tom Murray's secret mission warning.
I made it a practice even at home. I wouldn't even let my husband or kids know exactly where I was going. I would text them from, you know, during the day on Friday, some clues saying, "Okay, I'm somewhere where you can see water, and, you know, not in a mountain, I'm not in elevation," things like that.
The Irvine office has closed close to 100 banks across the West since the beginning of 2009. The FDIC closed 157 total just last year, and that's been expensive because the way it works at the FDIC is like this. The banks all pay insurance fees into an FDIC fund, and when one bank makes too many bad loans, takes on too much risk, and fails, the FDIC has to draw from that fund to cover insured deposits, your money in the bank. But the agency has proclaimed that 2011 will be different, less costly. The FDIC predicts that failures peaked last year, and that this will be the first year the fund crosses back into the black since the crisis started. The big disaster banks have all already failed, the thinking goes. There will still be more small ones to fail, but overall, things are turning around. Except for people like Bridget Pugsta, who got a job in the midst of an economic disaster, and now that things are improving, is losing that job.
Feels like we've had a whole life cycle in just a two-year period, a startup to, plateau, and then now we're sort of starting to wind it down.
Bridget is hoping she can get a job at a healthy bank, doing the stuff she now knows how to do so well, sell off bad bank assets. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.